This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Stephen, and a good day, gang.
Good day.
We'll be talking in a few minutes to a lady who has been working on the effects of the election. Let's find out what she thinks are going to be the effects of the 2014 election on 2016. A little different twist on it, let's hope, anyway. I'm Doug. He's Ken. She's Jennifer. Richie is lurking about somewhere here and there. I want to pay attention to what some of the radio stations are doing. The folks that carry this program, for example, I'm always happy to hear from Scott Fredericks, who's out in our Billings affiliate, says the Veterans Day celebration at his station be year number five, that the folks at News Talk 730 at Perkins Family Restaurants in Billings, Billings will be feeding breakfast to all the veterans there.
Nice.
They do a special two-hour live program with veterans and families. They've served thousands of breakfasts there over the years. Congratulations to them. What a great idea. See, the reason I tell you these stories is because it sort of seeds ideas. I can't do that because this is a national program, although I could be invited to Billings. Maybe that's what you ought to do, Scott Fredericks, is invite me to Billings next Veterans Day, and I'll do the program from the Perkins restaurant.
That'd be fun.
What the heck's wrong with that? That's a good idea. I like that idea.
That'd be cool.
That's a great idea.
All right,
and
Scott.
You have kind of a secondary life, too, Dougie, as a dairy farmer with your dairy store. Are you giving away free ice cream to vets today?
You know, Jennifer, I'm not, but I hadn't thought
I'm
about it.
I'm calling you on it.
Yes,
I'm calling you,
are. You
out, so you better give free ice cream to vets.
Right now, free ice cream to vets. We didn't even plan that, but we're going to do it. We'll put it up on the Facebook page right away. Free ice cream for vets. Good. Jennifer, you're really on the ball.
I'm a marketing genius for you, Doug.
Yes, you are. You're a marketing genius. Okay.
And I put you on the spot, so you can't say no.
No, I'm happy. I didn't feel like I was on the spot at all. I'm very happy to do something like that. That would be an excellent idea, bring a lot of people in. So here's what's going on. Here's what you need to know from the I Like Chinese Department. Michael, do we have our friends and neighbors who are the Chinese chorus who would like to help us talk about the president and the president and the president, as it were?
Hold on. Let me get my groove on.
You can get your groove on.
Yet they're always friendly and they're ready to please.
Let me open up this one right here.
Yeah,
right?
I like Chinese.
All right.
There's 900 million.
So President Obama and President, how do you pronounce this guy's name? Xi Jinping? Does that sound right? Or X?
Yes.
Xi?
It doesn't sound right, but okay.
You're going to have a, what does he say, Michael?
Xi Jinping.
Xi Jinping.
I'm sorry, what, Michael?
Xi Jinping.
Xi Jinping.
All right, the president and the president are going to go for a quiet walk today. The Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum is taking place. They're going to have a quiet walk, and then they're going to have
hold
dinner.
Hand, maybe.
And, well, they're talking about problems that we have with the Chinese. There are a lot of things that make the meeting awkward. The Chinese are always up to no good, and we know that. Look at all the things. For example, the latest is the Chinese are suspected of breaching the United States Postal Service computer networks. Why would they be wanting
That's
to do
friendly.
That? What is there in it for them would be my question. Kenny, any insight into that? I don't know. What the heck? You want to steal ideas from our Postal Service? Help yourself.
Yeah,
they're doing such a great job now.
Xi Jinping.
Yes. Thank you. That apparently is the way to pronounce the president.
What a nice voice she has.
Very nice. Also at the Asia-Pacific Summit, leaders of China and Japan are not necessarily any more comfortable than the leaders of China. And the Chinese are the focal point here. Interesting. Not America, but China and its relationships with Japan, China and its relationships with Russia, China and its relationships with America, all in the forefront here, because China is the superpower in Asia when it comes to the economy. It used to be the Japanese, never was the Russians, even though the Russians have substantial territory in Asia. They're not really that strong, but there has been a tension that developed over the last couple of years between the Chinese and the Japanese. Japanese big economy, and they're vying for business. And that always, you know, portends a little bit of awkwardness, a little, maybe a little more than a little in this circumstance. But the idea of having this Asia-Pacific summit is to bring all the people together. So you wonder if, in fact, that's what's going to happen. You've got to keep your fingers crossed. Yes, it's good for us.
I like to keep a good thought for the Chinese.
Right, exactly. Let's keep a good thought for the Chinese.
Was it the who?
The Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let me help you with your body for a moment or two. Do you mind if I get really kind of specific about your body?
No, if you start massaging on that right shoulder, I'd be...
A little right shoulder action for Jennifer?
Yeah, do you mind?
No, I don't mind at all. But I would like you... Meredith needed that last night when I got home as well, so my hands are ready. I can do it.
They're strong and tight.
Yes, yeah. Right. If you're over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure, I have the RX to FX that. Heart Factors Plus boosts your own body's nitric oxide levels. L-arginine, it's also called L-arginine, which is an amino acid, safely widens the arteries, maintains normal blood pressure levels. If your blood pressure is too high, get on this stuff and it'll bring it down. The doctors who have discovered the benefits of arginine recently, research, as a matter of fact, shows that along with blood pressure, arginine restores the elasticity of the arteries as you get older. So what happens? You're getting a little older, and your arteries aren't perhaps as elastic as they ought to be. So Heart Factors Plus opens them all up, and the nitric oxide will allow more blood to get to your muscles, to your heart, to your brain, and thus things, there's a twofold impact, probably more than that, but the focus on your blood pressure, if it's too high, you want to get it down, obviously, because that'll help your body sustain itself for a longer period of time. And then if you're really interested in keeping your body in shape, you got to get blood everywhere, and that's what Heart Factors Plus does as well. Best-selling supplement we've ever talked about on this program, Heart Factors Plus. Don't you want to count yourself in with the hundreds of thousands of people around the country who are on Heart Factors Plus right now? Boost your nitric oxide level, affect your blood pressure positively, keep the blood flowing to make you and your body stronger and better. Call 800-577-8560 to get the product right from the manufacturer. That's 800-577-8560. Try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free. And mention my name. What's my name, Jennifer?
Doug Steffen.
Ah, there we go. When you call 800-577-8560, you'll pay for 3 months' worth of the product and you'll get four. A free bottle comes with your order. Dial now for Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560.
Most remember retired U.S. Army Colonel Glenn Frazier was featured in Ken Burns' film, The War. But few remember he was only 16 when he joined the Army.
I thought my family was dumb. I thought my girlfriend was dumb. And I'm riding the Harley Davidson. And I thought, man, I'm top of the class. I'm doing fine. Little did I know, in 5 years when I came back, all of them were smarter than I was.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on Glenn Frazier, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer and Kenny and I have Camera Clifton, who is a political analyst and commentator. She served as an election judge during the midterms. Where were you for that judging gig, Camera?
Well, good morning, and thank you so much for asking. I live in Powell, Wyoming, and most of the year, and I was an election judge in Powell, Wyoming.
So what does that mean, as an election judge? What was your job?
Well, I'm pretty engaged in the GOP, just, you know, background and FYI.
Okay.
I attended the state convention this past May, and I'm on the central committee, which just means that I'm a committee chair for my precinct. But the idea of being an election judge is that you just want to make sure that the people who come to vote are assured that they're vote actually is cast properly, and that it counts, and that we sort of protect the state from any fraud or people trying to evade the system. And, you know, it's funny because I've conducted a lot of debates. I was the facilitator for debates before the election, and I ask everyone, do you think that Wyoming has a pretty tight system for election process? And oh my gosh, you know, the flag waving and oh yes, everything's wonderful, until I became an election judge and I realized that's really probably not true. We need to tighten it up. So that's the thing I'll be working on.
How do you mean tighten it up? What does that mean?
Well, in Wyoming, when you actually come to vote, you don't have to present any form of ID. You can switch parties on the day of election. You can, especially in the primary, that's important here because only 8% of the people, Wyoming is the least populated state in the country, right? So 568,000 people live in the whole state. And so there are only 8% Democrats. So a lot of people want to vote in a primary that's run primarily Republicans so that they can influence the least conservative person to oppose a Democrat. And then they'll switch back for the general election. But anyway, you can register to vote on the day of the election, which means that even if the vote is treated as provisional, it takes a long time to validate that that person actually lives in Wyoming. And Wyoming's not unique in this. There are lots of other states that do it. And I, you know, the administration and the Department of Justice has really complicated this program because they don't want people to be validated. They would like to have a very porous and squishy, if you will, voting process so that...
Yeah, but they're, on the other hand, they're the ones who are trying to loosen up the voter ID restrictions that have been placed by some states.
That's what I'm saying. They don't want a tight voting structure. They want...
Oh, I thought you were saying that they wanted to tighten up who was voting, but they
don't
want to
loosen up. I want it tightened up. Mm-hmm. I think as a conservative that we need to protect that, because basically when you come right down to it, we can be loud and we can be opinionated and we can write to, you know, everyone who represents us from the dog catcher to the president. But in the end, the real power that every American citizen has is the vote that they cast, however often they get to cast it, which should only be once in an election.
Yeah. not vote early and vote often. All right, go about 30 seconds here. What is your read on the potential for those who would be interested in trying to run for the presidency, like Jeb Bush?
Oh, no. God help us. I hope that doesn't happen. I'm from Texas, and I'm 6 years in Chicago and 3 years in San Francisco, so I know what it is to live with, and now in Wyoming, but I know what it is to live with rhinos, and they are, they're everywhere, and we need to make sure that one does not make it into the White House.
All right, thank you. We're out of time, Cameron. Thank you for being here. 21 at the hour, and good day.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Our one-hit wonder artist of the day to be identified by you at 888-302-DOUG, 888-302-3684. Here we go.
Don't give up on us,
babe. Look at that. He can hit the post on this one.
I feel like this is a very special Who's the Boss episode. I've never heard this song before.
Haven't you? Really? You've never heard this song before?
Ever, honestly? Never. Ever.
Man, are you lucky. You made it this far in your life. Never. Without having to endure this.
It's not that bad.
Does this sound like a very special sitcom? I mean, come on.
This song called Don't Give Up on Us, American singer and actor, topped the pop music charts during this week in 1976. If you know who this is, 888-302-3684. You'll be rewarded for your efforts with a CD, a lot of one-hit wonders.
That won't include this song.
Well, I think that ought to be a special. When the people call to identify a particular song, I think that ought to be a part. We make these CDs in our own record shop, a picture of Charlotte on the cover, her master's voice, and we could put in the CD whatever we want. We certainly could put in whatever the song was.
I'm so sure you should be saying that, actually.
I know.
But
the homemade CD that wants to win.
This is one, but no, this is professionally done. But we offer them for what we want.
So anyway, back to the song.
Yes, Richie.
All right.
This guy was born in Chicago. His mother was a teacher. His father was a Lutheran minister. At 19, he turned down a contract with the Chicago White Sox to study political science instead. His family moved around a lot, and while living in Mexico, he learned to play the guitar. And at that point, he decided to follow his passion for music. In 1967, he sang in a mask on the Merv Griffin show, called himself the Covered Man because he only wanted to be known for his singing at the time. But that was the year that he made his television debut. He first starred in Flipper. And from there, he made a lot of appearances in Star Trek, Here Come the Brides. He was in Cannon, Gunsmoke, All in the Family. A lot of the kind of acting gigs that you get when you're working your way up. His big break came in 1975 when he became one of the stars in the TV series Starsky and Hutch. That should probably solidify how we identify this guy. All the acting seems to have gotten in the way of him recording another top music single, because he never did after this. All right, Richie, let's have a good big finale here for Don't Give Up on Us. All right, let's see here. How about we talk to Ruth, who's in North Platte, Nebraska. Hi, Ruth. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi.
Hi. How are you today?
Freezing.
You're freezing?
Freezing.
Yeah.
What's the temperature?
Here.
Yeah, what's the temperature there?
Oh, I don't know. It was supposed to be 10 degrees air temp. I don't know for sure.
Really? I got news for you. That is cold.
Really? You got news for us, Jennifer?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. News
I agree
for you.
With Ruth. Mm-hmm.
All right, so Ruth, what were you doing during this part of 1976?
Raising our family.
You raised your family? How many children do you have?
Two.
Uh-huh. Were you a fan of this singer?
Not really.
No.
Nobody was.
Neither are we.
Yeah.
Well, speak for yourself, Jennifer. All right, so who is this?
It's David Soul.
David Soul, were you a fan of Starsky and Hutch?
Yes, my kids love that movie, or the program.
Right, all right.
So yeah, it was a good show.
Remember. It was a good show. All right, hold on a second.
Huggy
Ruth,
Bear.
We're going to take good care of you. Yeah, Huggy Bear was in that. Ruth wins the CD here on Good Day, 28 past the hour.
Many know Lou Brissy was starting pitcher for the Philadelphia Athletics in the late 1940s, but few know he almost lost his legs in the Army.
I could not see one foot. I could see the blood, but I could not see the left foot. The right foot I saw, and I could see the hole in the boot. And then I was pretty well out of it for a considerable time.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. Find more on Brissy at AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Hi. I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
With cooling temperatures and drier climates, now's the time of year when women everywhere are seeking relief for dry, itchy, and irritated skin. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Here with us today is Dr. Ellen Marmer, leading dermatologist and author of Simple Skin Beauty. Dr. Marmer, when it comes to cool weather skincare, is there anything women often overlook?
Women are usually aware about upping their skincare in the cooler months, but one area that is often neglected is our underarms. As a result of shaving, especially this time of year, our underarms can become dry and irritated.
How can we reduce underarm dryness and irritation?
An easy solution is using a multitasking deodorant like Dove Advanced Care, because not only does it offer 48-hour odor and wetness protection, but it is the only deodorant formulated with nutrient moisture to provide softer, smoother underarms in just 3 days.
Visit Dove.com to learn more. Dr. Marmer is a spokesperson for Dove Deodorant. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. 3 square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3 square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving 3 square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get 2 or 3 cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3 square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Here on Veterans Day, we have a story at DougStephan.com focused on the bedroom of a World War I soldier in France. This is pretty interesting. This bedroom has remained as he left it for 100 years.
Wow.
His parents asked it to remain untouched for 500 years. The fellow is identified as Hubert Ruchelot, died at 21 on the battlefield on April 26, 1918, so it's like 96 years. And the parents left the bedroom as it was the day he went to war. And as the home has been sold over the years, it was written into the deed stipulating any future owner of the home has to keep the bedroom the way it is, and that's the way they want it for the next 500 years.
Okay, that's amazing. Creepy.
Is it? Why do you find it creepy?
I have to look at the house. Write it into the lease.
That's a little weird. But, you know, I think it's hard. I mean, I understand as a parent how they must have been devastated. I mean, that's not. There's not even a word to say what they were. But at the same time, it's really hard for you to move on and to grieve, I think, if every day you're kind of smacked in the face. You know what I'm saying?
You mean you go back and you look at it, you can't move forward because it keeps bringing you back to the past, the memory. memory of this young man. I can see that.
I mean, that's rough. I, you know, gosh.
Well, everybody looks at these things differently.
Yeah, and everybody grieves differently. That's
that's French. That explains everything.
Oh, come on, Rich.
Wait a minute. Where's Pierre on this? Yeah. I want to get Pierre's read on the story of this French.
This is just an easier way not to have to clean the bedroom. I do not want to clean this room. Good. He is gone. I do not have to clean. I do not have to vacuum.
Yeah, this is going well.
Vacuuming is an important consideration. All right.
This is the way we think.
All right. You heard me on several occasions last. What are you doing?
I like the music. Sorry.
This is not a music program. You know, practice that for somebody else.
This is Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Okay. Is this a Veterans Day song, or are you just, like, pushing the wrong button?
No, just pushing the wrong button.
Thank you very much.
I thought it was over.
All right. Veterans Day, Victory Day, Armistice Day. You've heard me in the last month or so talk about a fellow who's working for me on the farm whose name is Matt. I have great regard and respect for this young man. He and I, as we have spent time together moving cows and been in the truck sort of in a closed captive environment, if you will, I have chosen to spend some of the time with him talking about his service to our country. You're 24, right?
23.
All right, let me put the mic on. It sounds better. 23 years old. At what point did you decide you wanted to be in the Marines?
Pretty early on in my life. I had chosen to be, not really chosen to be a Marine, but chosen that I wanted to join the military, like a lot of my family.
Mm-hmm.
And it came probably senior year of high school when I decided that the Marine Corps was the path to choose for me.
Yeah. You're not nervous, are you?
I never spoke.
Relax. This is like you and me having a conversation with a truck. Even though
that's
there
what
are
makes them nervous. Flashing back to that truck ride.
When you first said that you were interested in working here, I was intrigued because your background is such that you have a lot of experience not only in the service, but you've worked in your dad's company. So I thought it was pretty important for me to get a sense of you. I have different people. You've gotten to know the different sort of folks that are on the farm. You're actually used to not seeing me in my bathrobe, but you're used to seeing me in my farm clothes because you've never actually even been in here before, I don't think, in this part of the house. So when you come in here, you're in a different, this is a different environment for you and obviously a different environment for me. But it doesn't change the fact that I have... I've learned to respect you a lot. I think that age is never a factor in respect. Sometimes people think, well, you're a certain age, you deserve respect. I think that's nonsense. I think you do things, and that's what gives people either the chance to respect you or the chance to at least acknowledge what it is that you do. And the more I've talked to you about what you've done, it brings me around to focusing a lot of other people who are your age. And I sort of am curious as to the friendships that you made. When did you go to Afghanistan?
I was there from August of 2011 until January of 2012.
Uh-huh. And what did you think you were going to experience when you went there versus what you actually did experience?
I thought I was going to go there and it was going to be just like all the movies. And what I actually experienced was a lot more modest.
Modest. Define that for us.
It was I don't want to use the word dull. I don't think that's a good adjective, but it definitely sways that way from what the movies show.
Mm-hmm. So what did you were trained to do what?
I'm a trained mortarman, mm-hmm. which means that it's basically a modern day cannon. That's what I'm trained to do, and that is not what I did in country at all.
What'd you do?
We were operated as a normal line company, which is a normal rifle platoon, and we drove around in trucks and did security patrols in and out of the trucks, basically showing a presence in the area that we were operating.
Mm-hmm. How did you live? What was your life like when you weren't on duty? You were on duty, what, 12 hours at a time and then off 12 hours? How does that work?
How it was broken down was we were on a FOB, and for one
What's,
week...
What does that mean?
Forward operating base.
Okay.
It's basically a bunch of giant sandbags in a circle in the middle of the desert.
Like a fort.
It's a sandbag fort. It's a fort about the size of the pregnant cow's pasture. It's very small.
You're talking about the back pasture?
Yes.
Okay, so that's a little less than 2 acres.
Yes.
All right, for those of you at home who don't have a camera on my back pasture where the cows have their calves, it's a little less than 2 acres. All right.
And it's just comprised of a few tents, one for eating and a few for sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And we lived there with, my section was there with one other section, and the 12 hours that you're referring to was 1 week we would do 12 hours of duty, and then we would sleep, be off whatever we wanted to do for the other,
mm-hmm.
as much as we could do.
Mm-hmm.
And
in a desert.
In the desert. In this.
Did you have video? You have electric? Would you have to go to the bathroom? Personal needs, showers and stuff. How does that get accommodated?
It was still 2014 over there. We still had air conditioning and electricity for the most part. We all had our computers, so that's what we did most of the time. We'd watch. We all had hard drives with thousands and thousands of movies, and we'd just sit there and watch movies. And we had a shower, but it was pretty makeshift.
Mm-hmm.
It two man operation. One person gets in, the other opens the valve up above your head.
And privacy you don't have, but maybe you don't need. Were there women stationed with you?
No, there were not.
Mm-hmm. Any women in your unit? Now you're in the reserves.
Yes.
So you're every month you go away for a couple of days.
Yes.
Or sometimes you go away for 3 or 4 days on training missions.
Yes.
Or they're supposed to be training missions.
Yes. They're supposed to be.
Okay, so the reason I'm having Matt tell you these stories is because I think that it certainly is applicable for those of you who wonder what day-to-day life might be like for you're a corporal.
Now, Lance, right? Corporal.
Lance Corporal. Okay. So he's an E3, I think that's what you told me.
Yes.
Right? So that, for those people who are wondering, he has 5 or 6 men under you, right? They're, you work very closely with whatever routines you're involved in.
Yes.
All right. So when you go away for the weekends, now that you're in the reserves, is it expected you be trained to be a better mortarman, or are you trained to do something else? What are those weekends supposed to be about?
The weekends are supposed to be about training as a better mortarman and as a better Marine. We have training classes in a general spectrum of, you know, Marine discipline.
Mm-hmm.
We should be going away to different ranges and training.
Should be. What does that mean?
I didn't go. When my platoon went to Fort Drum, the budget only could afford half of the platoon going, so half of the platoon stayed back at Fort Devens. And
so you're told to come in for 3 days.
Yes.
And you're going to get, in some way, some transportation is going to bring you to another place to practice your craft.
Yes.
As it were. But in fact, you didn't get to practice your craft the last time around, and I wonder how often has this happened before, when you were brought in for a 3 or 4 day engagement and you didn't do anything for the 3 or 4 days.
Yes. Normally during the winter months, we had a lot last year where the snow would mess us up,
mm-hmm.
and they would just not have us go do anything. The half the platoon leaving, half of it staying, that was a new thing, but it is it's a pretty common practice to go up to drill, and you might get a half a dozen classes throughout the weekend, but you sit there thinking to yourself, I just wasted 72 hours of my life.
Right. And you get paid a stipend that comes as a result. It's a monthly stipend.
Yes.
That you get for being a corporal in the reserves. So whatever you do or don't do, you're still getting paid.
Yes.
All right. So the thing that struck me when you told me that story first was and I think I said this to you when we were having the conversation, I may have said it a little more directly than I'm going to say it on the air, but we have a $700 billion budget. The Pentagon, the military, take $700 billion from the American taxpayer every year in order to run this organization that we call the U.S. military. So how does it strike you when you think about having spent, or we spending $700 billion, and you don't have enough money to go on the scheduled weekend training circuit?
It really boggles my mind that there can't be any money for that. It's really like...
And you told me you didn't get fed either. when you go on these things. Or when you're there on the weekends, they don't even provide you with meals?
They used to. They used to, before I went to Afghanistan, they would give us, they were called bag nasties, and they were.
Bag nasties?
They were actually really good, and I missed them a lot.
Yeah, really?
They were what, they were our lunch. They take a certain amount, I'm not sure the exact amount, so I don't want to start throwing numbers out there, but they take an amount out of our paycheck for each meal. And
they take money away from you to pay for your meals.
Yes.
And then they don't give you the meals.
Sometimes they'll offer us MREs, which are actually pretty expensive, I hear, but they're not worth eating.
I've heard the MREs, meals ready to eat, are horrible.
Yeah. All right. So, but they charge you for this. Is the kind of outrage. This is what really I started to see when we were having this conversation, Richie. You can imagine what was going on with me as I'm listening to this and knowing that a military in their budgets have supposedly money to buy extra ordnance that they never use, that they're now giving to police all around the country, and they don't have enough money to pay you to go
or
on
to
the...
Or provide you lunch.
Or
you're calling them for service.
Exactly. I mean, what the hell is going on when that is... And this is typical, apparently, in people that are going through what you go through training-wise, yes?
Yeah, this is pretty standard to not get lunch. And it's just assumed since we're going in or leaving that breakfast and dinner we'll eat at home or we'll eat at Dunkin' Donuts or at a restaurant of our choice.
But if you're gone for 3 days, what is that? You still are expected to go out and find your own breakfast and dinner?
If we stay at Fort Devens, if they'll release us at 10 p.m., they won't give us dinner. They just expect that we can eat afterwards.
Okay, so the last time you had a three-day outing, those of you who are just joining us, I'm talking to a fellow who works with me on the farm. His name is Matt, and he's a corporal in the Marines. He's got some experiences. He loves being in the Marines, and that's not what this is about. This is about how badly things are organized. So the last time you were involved and you had to sit and do nothing for 3 days, you couldn't get out early because there was a Patriots game.
Yes, they
listen to this.
It's almost like a game that they play. It's if something like that is going on, then we'll get out later. We'll all write it off as there's no chance of us getting out in time.
Because the people that are running the unit are watching the game.
I don't know what they're doing, but they stay in their offices, and we assume that they're either watching their game or just messing with us and wait to do their paperwork,
so
whatever they have to do.
Let me get this straight. You're not allowed to leave until they release you.
On Sundays, no.
And if they're involved in watching the game, they don't come over to release you?
No.
Okay.
Can you believe this?
Are you shocked?
Well, I was shocked when I heard it the first time, and then I think about these nincompoops that we hear about all the time, and the money that's wasted.
Right. Hey, it just goes to show what happens when something is just
so badly managed. But
yeah,
the thing
too big
that,
to manage.
There are two things
inexcusable
that really bother me here. One of them is that this kid is dedicated still. He likes being a Marine, and he wants to stay in the reserves, even though he's basically being told in many circumstances, as he's just described them, that he's not really valued. We're telling these soldiers, we say to them, we give them these phony politicians with their BSing ways. They stand with the soldiers behind them in their backdrop when they're running, and we support the soldiers here and there. What's your experience with the VA, now that we're on to that?
In February or January of 2012, when I first got back from Afghanistan, I opened a VA disability claim, and now...
What's the matter with you?
A lot of different things, mate.
Really?
I had a...
Am I going to find this out later on the farm? Go ahead.
Several different things are in my claim, and the claim... I don't know. Well, I know you know. Right before the... I forget what his name was, but we talked about him in the truck, and he resigned.
Oh, Shinseki.
Yeah.
Shinseki. Right.
He had these lists that were meeting his quota of basically veterans that had open claims that he pushed through without processing and filed as processed and rated without actually.
So this was known. All you guys in the service knew this was going on.
No.
Oh, you knew it.
I found out through the news.
Really?
And my my VA advocate had told me that my claim in the last 3 years has not been rated yet.
So you have a knee problem or something? Didn't you tell me there was something with your knees, amongst other things?
The knees was the biggest one. I had to go out on my own to my private doctor through my own health insurance and get surgery on my knees because I couldn't wait for the VA anymore. And
unbelievable. Right. Yeah, we could tell these stories probably from now until the cows came home, if you'll pardon the pun. But I just wanted people to hear some of the experiences. And yet you want to stay in the Marines.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, Matt, you're a good man. I salute you, and I think most people listening salute you. And I'm glad you were able to tell the story so that we have a reality quotient to what really is going on here. As I said, there's probably more stories, but time's up, as they say. Time to get back to the cows. 51 after on Good Day.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 6 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
With all of the chaos in the news today about riots, financial bubbles, and pandemics, the time is now to stock up on your survival kits, emergency food, and water purification systems at endtimeswarehouse.com. Go there now and stock up on bioactive silver hydrosol from Sovereign Silver to support your immune system for all of its needs. Find everything you need to be prepared at endtimeswarehouse.com. Preparedness for the end times or anytime. endtimeswarehouse.com.
53 after the hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here in a moment to bring us up to date on what's been renewed, who's doing what with whom.
You're going to love.
All right, okay. So we'll get to that, and we have time a little more on Joan Rivers. That's coming up here on Good Day.
Season screening sale starts Tuesday, and we're crazy for cozy.
I'm coming home to you.
Save 30 to 50% on great outerwear for your entire family. You'll earn Kohl's cash too. Starting Tuesday at Kohl's Season Screening Sale. Plus, introducing Yes to You Rewards. Gifts for them, points for you, no matter how you pay. Enroll today at Kohl's.com/rewards. Find your yes. Kohl's. For program details and full terms, visit Kohl's.com/rewards.
Things aren't the same as they were when GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. We didn't have reality TV. Back then, it was just reality. The most exciting thing that ever happened was when Jimmy got his head stuck in a gopher hole. And trust me, that's not a show anyone would binge watch. Yep, we didn't have much entertainment. But switching our car insurance to GEICO was pretty exciting.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
When our fellow citizens suffer through hurricanes, tornadoes, and floods, we all want to help. That's why we have the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA. But today, nearly every weather calamity is considered a disaster worthy of federal aid. If we look through the lens of liberty, we should see FEMA as our catastrophe response agency, not a gigantic federal program to subsidize all Americans who live in high-risk areas. The weather affects everyone, yet we expect the government to decide which victims get federal help and which do not. That's too much temptation for politicians wanting to appear sympathetic. If I choose to live in a floodplain or on the seashore and suffer the predictable consequences, should your tax dollars really have to pay for my choices, or is that my responsibility?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Why are you playing the theme again? You like the theme?
I like it.
Really?
And you're still going to talk about TV, right?
That's very true, Ricky.
But it's still relevant.
As astute as you are.
Yeah.
All right, let's get at it, Jen.
All right, Showtime. Good news if you are a fan of Homeland. Showtime has ordered a fifth season of the national security drama, which I really want to start watching. I hear it's very good.
It's quite
Homeland.
Good. Yeah,
yes.
It is good. Yeah.
And then also on the same vein there, The Affair at Showtime also renewed for a second season. Homeland returns in 2015. With 12 new episodes. Now, some interesting news that I think you're going to love, Dougie.
Mm-hmm.
I predict this.
Yes.
Gideon's back. Do you know who Gideon is?
Gideon from Gilligan's Island. It's called Gideon's Island.
No. Criminal Minds. On Criminal Minds, Gideon, who is Manny Patinkin's character on the show,
really?
Is going to come back, and here's how. Ben Savage is going to play a young version of Manny Patinkin's character on Criminal Minds later in the season.
Yeah.
This is according to TV Guide Today. The 13th episode is the one in question. It's going to focus on Joe Montana and Manny Patinkin's characters as young 20-somethings. How fun is that? They're calling it a gift to the fans, and it'll air at the beginning of next year sometime, which I think is kind of a cool story. Also, The Evil Dead, it's official. The cult horror classic Evil Dead will rise again as a TV series this time, next year on Stars. Movie director Sam Raimi, who made the original movie in 81, along with its two sequels, will executive produce the series. So good news if you're a fan of that franchise. And then for Chicago Fire and Chicago PD fans, do you guys watch the shows?
Do not. I watched it once and some guy was getting his fist torn up in a meat grinder and I'm like, that's enough for me.
That was it?
Yeah, I never watched it again.
Well, apparently they do crossovers quite frequently. They're both produced by Dick Wolf, the guy who did Law & Order. And they share storylines, characters, same neighborhood watering hole. It's all on a weekly basis. But then Law & Order SVU executive producer got the call from Dick Wolf about doing a three-part event. So now you've got crossovers happening on NBC with Chicago Fire, Law & Order SVU, and Chicago PD, which I think is kind of cool, the way that they're kind of tying everything together.
I think
a
Fox,
great thing if you're a fan of all of those shows.
I think Fox should have done a crossover between 24 and American Idol.
You think that would have worked? Jack Bauer could have run out
on
stage.
Jack Bauer flies on the stage and takes out Simon Cowell. And,
I think kind of fun. I like it.
Yeah.
Aim the gun at his knee.
All right, Dougie, back to you for Joan Rivers.
All right, well, Joan Rivers, the story continues about Joan Rivers, but the news today,
what a tragedy.
An investigation by the state of New York and the feds into what went on. This is
almost nothing went right there.
Nothing.
But the thing that complicated it or makes them so vulnerable to multi-million dollar lawsuit is the doctor and one of the staffers was taking pictures.
Taking pictures. Yeah.
Joan Rivers, while she was out and not paying attention to the to all the equipment and the reeds and stuff, and that's why she died.
Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. It really is. All right, 59 past the hour. This is the good.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules.
pills, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.